Welcome back in. Final hour of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Volunteer State Bank. Real people, real solutions right here. Remember, FDIC, equal housing lender. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rex Road and Michelle Konezovic here with you on this Monday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And as we do every Monday at 9 o'clock, we welcome in our buddy Darren McFarland, host of Darren Donick and Chase, also handles the pre and post game duties for the Nashville Predators Radio Network. Darren, what's going on, brother? How we doing?
Good morning, fellas. Robbie, how's it feel to have a home? Huh?
Feels pretty good. Nice to be snowed into it yesterday.
Yeah.
That was good stuff. But yeah, lots of moving boxes. I have muscles that are sore for the first time in 5 years that I probably haven't used since then. So it's good stuff.
Well, you're getting settled in, right?
That's right. Getting settled in quite nice.
Kind of like some of these playoff teams, unlike Dallas. They're not getting settled in. Did you guys crack up at like the shots in the stands with like 4 minutes to go and Tony Romo's having to talk to fans? They're bawling. Like, they're showing fans crying at the Dallas game with 4 and 3 and 2 minutes to go in the game. Like, the game is not over. Tony Romo's like, hang in. Please hang in there, everybody. Please. The Cowboys can still come back and win this.
I thought Romo was going to freaking hyperventilate there for a second. But I got to say, I enjoyed probably – way more than I should the outcome of that game and just the people's faces that we saw as well.
I know. The crying in Dallas was unbelievable.
GIF and meme heaven right there.
Yes. Thank you, Joe. Yes. Kind of like the Vols fan from a couple of years ago. That's the GIF that keeps on giving.
One of my favorites of all time. So, Darren, with that in mind, what did you make as a whole of Wild Card Weekend? I know we still have one game left tonight. And what do you think of the matchup for the Titans against the Bengals?
I would say if we were using hashtag, I would use ass whooping for most of the games this weekend. I mean, if I'm just being honest, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and pretend like these games were great. They just weren't. It wasn't a great wild card weekend. I was utterly blown away that the Bills just smashed the Patriots. I mean, smashed. I mean, not that they won the game. Like, oh, okay. They're at home. I mean, they're the higher seed. That's not crazy. Like, New England was never in the game. If you would have told me that, I would have been like, no, no chance. A Bill Belichick team? No. You know Tom Brady was laughing his butt off watching that game. So the Bills, uneventful there. I mean, nothing to see there. I just kept watching because it was Saturday night, and why not? I mean, there's nothing else anybody could do, so I guess just keep watching the massacre. Sunday wasn't – I mean, you had a little bit of drama in Dallas, right? I mean, you know, Philadelphia's comeback, give me a break. If you didn't see the game like that, it wasn't on a 31-15 game. It was a Tampa Bay smash. Philadelphia was never in it. But Dallas, I mean, at the end, they didn't really deserve to be in that spot, right? I mean, I lost count – and how many penalties? I mean, they've got to be the dumbest team in the league. Holy crap, their penalties.
It's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable, the mind-blowing stupidity that they had. And some of those – what? By the way, how many of those were pre-snap penalties? But the holding play on the defensive lineman away from the ball. I mean, just some of the stuff they did. Twice. The hands to the face. I mean, what are you doing? I mean, what? Get off the field. So it was like such a Dallas thing to watch that yesterday. But the 49ers were the better team, right? I mean, if Dallas would have won, I hesitate to say this because I can't sit here and preach to 9 and 10-year-olds constantly to fight to the end. Keep your head in it. Don't give up. Fight till it's over, you know. And Dallas would have done that. And if they would have come back and won, then they fought to the end. But did they really deserve to win? No, they didn't. They didn't deserve to win the game. They got exactly out of it what they put into it, which was crap. And San Francisco won. And congrats to most people who were picking the 49ers. I mean, it was the upset pick of the weekend. But, you know, the Kansas City game, Pittsburgh scores first, and then it was all Chiefs after that. So, overall, I mean, it just wasn't that eventful. But we all watched, and it's done. Now on to the divisional round.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll get better games. I think we're going to get – we don't know exactly one of the matchups yet because of this Monday night game, but I think we're going to get – really good games. One of the better games of the weekend was Raiders-Bengals. I mean, it did come down to, you know, Derek Carr in the red zone, some shots at the end zone. Darren, what did you think of that game? What do you think of this matchup?
I think it's obviously the best matchup. I mean, that's not going on a limb. There's nothing earth-shattering there. Not hashtag hot take on that one. I mean, everybody's going to probably nationally, well, I haven't looked today. The AFC Championship game's getting played this weekend. I don't know if they're doing that narrative or not with Buffalo and Kansas City.
They will.
I know they will. I hope they don't, but I know they will, because all they have to do is look at the Titans schedule and realize the Titans played both of those teams in what, a matter of 6 days, and beat them both, right? So I don't think it is the AFC Championship game, because the best team in the AFC got rewarded with the one seed, and that's been the Titans, because they already played those two teams and beat them in the Kansas City game. I mean, that was, you know, for a long time, that was the last Kansas City loss. I mean, they got to hand it to them here. I think, Joe, to answer your question, the Bengals are a really good team. I think they're a team. Remember, and Robbie can certainly identify this, I mean, remember the Avalanche Predators first round playoff series?
Oh, yeah.
What did we talk about a lot for that series? Like, the Predators are going to win, but watch out. Like, this Colorado team, this is the beginning of, you know, their climb. This is where they're about to take off. This is a really, really good team, a really young, talented team that's going to be around for a while. I kind of feel that way about Cincinnati. Like, I'm not going to pick them to win the game. Like, the Titans should win the game. It doesn't mean that they're going to lose. I think the Titans are going to win the game. They should win the game, and they will win the game. But the Bengals kind of remind me of that Colorado Avalanche team several years back when they played the Predators. I think, though, when it's all said and done, we'll be going, yeah, but that's probably not the last time we'll see the Bengals, right? Because I just think they're building something there. I think Joe Burrow's the real deal. I know it's 1 year or one and a half seasons. I don't even think he got to a half last year. I think he played like five games before he unfortunately was injured for the year, but it looked really good then. He looks like he's the real deal. He's a winner. We know that. We saw that in college. The guy knows how to win. So I think it's going to be fun. Joe, I think it's going to be a really good game. I heard the Chris Sanders promo. Love Chris Sanders. I don't believe the Titans will shut them out. I don't think you're going to shut out the Cincinnati Bengals offense. That is certainly their strength. But I think they're a team on the rise. I think they're going to be a team that's going to be around for a while. Still says it's weird saying that out loud about the Bengals, but that's how much I think of Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase and their collection of other wide receivers, and they're tied in. And they can run the football. So they're a really good team. I think their defense is probably their weakness, although their defense was pretty darn good this year. But I think in the end, Titans at home, with all this rest, getting Derrick Henry back, I think is going to be too much. But I think it's rightfully so. Like Vegas has put it, it's probably going to be a close game.
Darren McFarland on with us here on Robbie and Rex Road. And Darren, the Preds, they drop a tough one against Buffalo. And I think Mattias Ekholm put it best in that game, probably got what they deserved in that game. You followed up with a tough point on the road in a tough place to play in Boston, setting up a big one tonight between the Preds and the Blues. Where do you think this team is right now? And obviously, I mean, you're playing last game without two big guns with Forsberg and Ekholm on the COVID list. What have you made overall of the way that they've overcome that over the course of the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think this is any panic situation. I know we all got accustomed to them winning and not losing in 2022, and then, oh my gosh, they lost at home to a bad Buffalo team. It's going to happen. I mean, they weren't going to run the table. They're not even at the halfway point. They're going to be close this week. They'll get to the official halfway point of their season. It's just, I mean, it's part of the ebbs and flows. I thought it was a nice bounce back. The Boston team is good. They've been good for a decade. And they're a really good team. They're good at home. They've been winning just like the Predators. I think you take the point and you're satisfied with that. Tonight is not going to be any easier. St. Louis is going to be a tough out. We know they're good, especially at home. I don't know if you've looked at their home record. It's outstanding. I think it's like 15-4-2 at home. So they've been a very, very good home team. Just think the Predators, look, you know, they've been accustomed to losing players. Like you said, you didn't have Ekholm. Forsberg's now missed five games. That really hasn't slowed this team down, like having bodies not in the lineup. As long as you have Juuse Saros and Roman Josi, I think those are the two key guys you've got to have in there at all times, and then everything else just kind of falls into place. Look, I expect there will be some more rough patches. There will be, you know, a 2 or 3 game losing streak that we'll be talking about. But in the end, do you believe in what they're doing? Do you believe they're playing sound hockey? Do you think this is hockey that they can win with? Is their special teams good? The answer is yes. The power play unit has been basically top five in the league all season long. Their penalty kill has come on really strong. It was about middle of the pack early on. Now it's been a top 10 penalty kill. Yeah, scoring, but they've been scoring. I mean, it's really scoring hasn't been the issue here of late. They've been able to score. You know, the way they play, they're going to make it very difficult on you. They have arguably the best goaltender in the league and arguably the best defenseman in the league. And they're going to make life tough for you. They're going to push back, and they don't give up, right? We've seen this time and time again. This team doesn't get fazed by getting down. They just keep coming back at you. Usually that means that they're going to try to start a fight, or they're going to start chirping like Cousins did. He tried to get them going. Others tried to get them going. When they get down, I mean, Tanner Jeannot, we know. Borowiecki, by the way, back in the lineup. That was good to see. So yep. Do you believe this style can win? I think the answer is we've seen. Yes, it can. They sit atop the Western Conference approaching the midway point of the regular season. But if they lose tonight to St. Louis, once again, I don't think there's any shame in that. It's going to happen. The question is, how do they keep bouncing back, and does it not go on too long? I think this team is equipped and mentally strong enough not to get in a bad funk. And I think, you know, if they lose 2 or 3 games, I think you'll probably see a winning streak just around the corner, if that's what you believe in. I don't know. I don't know if everybody believes in that or not. That's what I see from this team.
Darren McFarland joins us every Monday morning at 9 o'clock here on Robbie and Rex Road. You can check him out every day from 10 to 2 on Darren Donick and Chase. Also handles the pre- and post-game duties for the Nashville Predators Radio Network as well. Darren, appreciate you as always, brother.
Guys, had a blast. Thanks. Have a good rest of the show.
Absolutely. Thanks, looking forward to Darren and company coming up at 10 o'clock here today on the program. We'll come back. We'll react a little bit to what Darren had to say there and revisit what was a little bit of a dud of a wild card weekend in the NFL as well. All that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. The Preds have a weekday game this season. It's your chance to participate in Preds Pick to Click, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. If you guess correctly, a Preds player that scores the goal in the game that night, you win a pair of tickets to a future Preds home game. Your next chance to participate is tomorrow morning at 8:45. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. We are streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. Our video streaming brought to you by the law offices of Amanda Gentry. We are coming to you live from the Hillside Medical Game Studio here on this Monday morning. Taking your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. It was quite the weekend in the wild card action, I guess technically super wild card weekend in the NFL. Bit of a dud of a weekend for the most part. Tampa Bay absolutely destroys Philadelphia. As Darren pointed out in the last segment, the final score 31-15. The game was not as close as that was. Just destruction of the Eagles by Tampa Bay. Buffalo totally annihilates New England 47-17, the final there. San Francisco goes into Jerry World, takes down the Dallas Cowboys 23-17. Apologies to our own Chase McCabe. No, it was probably a rough day for you yesterday afternoon. And the Bengals take down the Raiders, so they win 26-19. They'll take on the Titans coming up on Saturday at Nissan Stadium. I thought for about, I don't know, 10 minutes, Joe Rexrode, that the Steelers might be able to hang in there for the Chiefs, and then that very quickly went out the door.
Yeah, good defensive touchdown.
It was.
And I immediately tweeted, if they get 2 or 3 more of those, they got a chance. And they didn't, so they got blown the hell out. By the way, where's Junie? Junie, do I have a reaction from you? Junie Riddle, looking for your reaction, sir.
Did he get after you the other day?
Oh, he had an impassioned call Friday about how the Steelers are all these reasons that, you know, we were overlooking them and underrating them, and they were going to make this a game. And I appreciate the fandom. I want to know how much money Junie has wasted traveling around to follow the Steelers this year. This is not the year, man. wait till they get a good quarterback in there. And, you know, I mean, all due respect to Roethlisberger, but honestly, in all seriousness, I don't really blame last night on Roethlisberger. Like, they have a terrible offensive line. That's really the problem with the Steelers. They also have receivers who are like dropping passes left and right to not help them. But boy, are they a hard team to watch. That team shouldn't have been in the playoffs.
Junie's Twitter is very sad right now. He's like, sad, I thought we had Twitter. A chance. He's like, I really believed in Seven and the team.
See, hey, now I feel bad for ripping Junie. Sorry.
He averaged 4.9 yards per pass last night, which I think that's an upgrade on some of the things we saw this year.
Well, it was about 0.8 until the very end when they're, you know, backing off everything and they get a couple of garbage TDs. I mean, it was they had like at one point they had like 24 offensive plays for like 38 yards. It was just insane. Like, and it's not like the Chiefs are they've gotten much better on D. You know, they're competent on D. They're fine. But I mean, you're not playing a great defense. Just painful, man. You know, the brand is strong, the franchise, the history, it's all strong. The team, boy, they got a lot of work to do. Get out of here.
Let's go to our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Ron texting in says, I love the fact that the Bills and Chiefs get to beat each other up. The Titans should come in as the more fresh team. So, Ron, totally looking past the Bengals at this point. Ron also says, by the way, anyone here from Indy Ben as of yet? Still no word from Indy Ben.
We're still waiting. Maybe he'll pop back up when they make a quarterback decision. Another good text on the text line, and I don't have a name on this, but with the extra regular season game, how much more important will having the bye week be, especially when you look at like the upcoming game, the Bengals will have had 10 straight weeks with no rest. That's a lot of NFL wear and tear. On the flip side, Titans will have had two byes and a mini bye in the last 6 weeks, one actual bye, by the way. But yeah, I know what you're saying. And I think that's a great point. And I do think that over time, being the one seed is going to just be mean more because now it's the only team that gets a bye. And remember,
you're saying just means more.
I might be just saying that.
Okay.
And remember, 11 of the last 16 ones have made it to the Super Bowl too. So I think that's a good point. Now the flip side though is let's remember the Titans. Oh my gosh, I did not mean to make
yes,
that.
Yes, come on.
I just did. Let's remember the Tennessee football team, the Tennessee professional football team 2 years ago, one seed Baltimore, all the rest and all the hype. And then you go in there on a primetime Saturday night and kick their butt. So there is still something to be said, I think, for like the team that just won a hard fought playoff game coming in to play you who has been sitting around for a while. And I think that's where I think especially that the start of this game is going to be really interesting. And I mean, there's so many interesting things about it, starting with when is 22 on the field, when does he get his first, all that stuff. But the first quarter of this game feels important because the Bengals they're battle tested. They just got a big win. They're ready to roll, and you're kind of trying to ramp it back up.
Let's go back to the text line. Liam texting in says the Bengals got a big emotional monkey off their back by winning a playoff game since Joe was doing head spins on a piece of cardboard. Are they ripe for a letdown? So the first time they won a playoff game since Joe was last doing head spins on a piece of cardboard. Number one, is that accurate? And do you buy into the letdown element of this?
Not quite accurate. You have to go back probably another 8 years before that into the mid-80s on the cardboard breakdancing, like real serious breakdancing. But still, 31 years. I mean, I'm trying to think, what was I doing then? Well, probably stuff I wouldn't say on the air. going to class.
Yes.
Throwing a touchdown with a cigarette in your mouth.
That's right.
That's right. My athletic peak. Yes. What was the question now? Other than like, when was I breakdancing?
Are they ripe for a letdown?
Yeah. Well, I heard some of that last week too. Like the emotion of this young team that made the playoffs and won the division, right? It's like, they're happy to be there. They won the division. They stunned everybody. Zach Taylor, coach of the year. But, you know, are they really ready to win the playoffs? Well, I think with that team, you know, Joe Burrow, not only is he a special talent, I think he's going to be a great quarterback in this league for a long time. He's also, I think that he sets the tone. Remember, as a rookie, they had a bunch of veterans who are now gone, Geno Atkins and A.J. Green, all those guys. And so now it's his team. Yep. And I think they got an edge. So I think that they're going to come and play well and make a bid to win this game. I just think the Titans are better.
How surprised were you that the Bills totally destroyed the Patriots? Like, I don't think anybody's surprised that they won, but 47-17, Josh Allen was 21-25 for 308 and 5 touchdowns.
Yeah, I would not have guessed touchdown on every single possession, which is what happened. I mean, the domination of that Patriots defense was something to behold. So I thought they'd win. I thought some people were kind of blowing them off because they have, you know, they don't run the ball. That's a good football. That's a team that can win it all. Okay. And I did think the Patriots were a bit fraudulent this year. Good for them. Got into the playoffs. Pretty good defense. Ran the ball. I like Mac Jones, but you could, you know, he looked like a rookie quarterback, which almost every time in the NFL playoffs, the rookie quarterback looks like the rookie quarterback.
Yep.
So, yeah, but it was impressive. And Bills Chiefs, it's going to be annoying this week with all the, oh, this is the real, the de facto title game. But, I mean, I'm pretty excited to watch that game. That should be really good.
The funeral services that I conducted earlier this year for the Chiefs and the Bills are looking pretty solid right now.
Well, shoot. I mean, it's the NFL. I mean, how many different feelings on the Titans did we have at different times of this year, right?
True. We'll continue to take your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Looking ahead at the Titans and the Bengals. That's next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Volunteer State Bank, conveniently serving Middle Tennessee with 13 locations, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rex Road and Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Monday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Tough one for the Cowboys yesterday. Jerry Jones looked like he was a little upset after the game yesterday. You think McCarthy gets fired this week?
You know, I'm starting to embrace that possibility. We know that Jerry Jones is prone to overreaction, and I don't even know that it's that wild an overreaction. You know, I just, and with McCarthy, it's just like with any coaching evaluation, we know what happens on game day. The problem is, like, his game day stuff is really, it's problematic way too often to me.
Yep.
So I think there's a real possibility. And hey, he's about to probably lose Dan Quinn, by the way, who was a big part of them turning things around this year.
Maybe the Cowboys can go hire David Culley, since apparently that's just, I didn't get a chance to react to that. I can't believe the Texans did that. I cannot believe they fired him. It's just amazing to me.
Yeah, the more it's kind of like the Flores thing to me. As you, at first you're like, wait a minute, what? 3 years and that's fireable? But obviously there was behind the scenes stuff with Flores, and I think with Culley, as the week wore on last week, I'm like, so this was just the plan. I think he was just a patsy hire, and they never intended to move past this year with him. I mean, because to me, he did a pretty good job. Overall, yes, there was some in-game stuff that wasn't good, but like it wasn't fireable stuff. And he had a team that you never would have picked for more than 4 wins, or maybe even to get to 4 wins. So I very much, if they bring in Josh McDaniels, that was kind of like their plan all along. You got a new most hated franchise in the NFL.
Yeah. Let's go to our text line. Well, that too. Go to our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Our buddy Ben texting in says, I was a Bengals fan growing up. I left for the Titans, just like Joe did leaving the Lions. I hope I don't regret it because of Tannehill. This coming from Ben on the text line, our resident Tannehater.
Ah, yes, the Tannehaters. I haven't heard a lot of Tannehater today. But there you go. Well, another thing on the text line, I have to find this. It's an interesting question. Now, this is just a hypothetical from Nate, which I find interesting. What would most pump up the crowd? Henry breaking a 50-plus yard run without a touchdown, or Henry punching it in from, you know, short yardage for a touchdown? It has no relevance to the game, but I find it to be an interesting question. Thank you, Nate.
Well, I think both will pump the crowd up pretty nicely. But if you're asking me which one I would choose, if I'm a Titans fan, I'll take the points being on the board. So, yeah, give me the 2-3 yarder. I don't care.
Well, in terms of which – what would the crowd be most excited about? I think when there's that anticipation, everybody starts chanting his name, and then he punches it in. Although the big plays are obviously huge, I think that actually is more satisfying from a crowd perspective. So there you go.
It's going to be an interesting reaction when he comes out there. The place is going to go nuts. I am interested to see, like, are there Bengals fans, like a significant number, that find their way into this game? I'm interested to see what happens there.
Well, look, ticket brokers have a decent piece of any ticket in an NFL venue. So Start with that. And by the way, did not see this coming, but apparently it was Niners Nation was just all over Jerry World yesterday. I mean,
well, so they're the only ones in there not crying, apparently. So, yeah.
So, I mean, even like when the game started, there was just a lot of reaction, you know, from people who were covering that game about, wow, how many 49ers fans? They're like, really? I would not have guessed that. So I think, I mean, it comes down to who's willing to pay what to brokers for tickets. And I would imagine there'd be a decent presence of Bengals fans. It's a drivable trip. There's some excitement for the Bengals fans, but I wouldn't expect it to be, you know, what did Jared think the Bills fans?
85% Bills fans?
97%, whatever it was. I wouldn't expect it to be like some like neutral site feel or anything. I think it'll be a very good home atmosphere for the Titans. And they deserve it. And I think that this season has trended toward that in terms of just the weekly scene. It's been very good. It's been a big step up this year.
Well, it'll just be nice to see this football team presumably close to full strength again. How long has it been since we've seen that? I mean, that's, you know, obviously the game itself, and I agree. This is a game, to me, the Titans should win. I think this is a game the Titans will win. We'll have all week to kind of talk about that and break that down. But to me, I am so intrigued to see what this offense looks like with Henry coming back, with Julio playing well in the last game, and with your offensive line playing a little bit better and being healthier heading into the game. I am super intrigued to see what Todd Downing dials up and what this offense looks like heading into this matchup.
I agree. I mean, look, I think if you're a Titans fan and you've been following this team closely, to me, I think you should have a lot of confidence in this offense in this matchup. I understand the Bengals have good rushing D numbers, but I think you should feel really excited to watch your offense play and a little bit of trepidation about the defense, even though the defense has been so good this year and is a big part of why the Titans are where they are. Just think that this matchup it's one of the best. I mean, is this the best receiving core the Titans have seen this year? I mean, I think the Bills and Chiefs both have really good ones.
Yeah.
And the Chiefs have like that combo of Hill and Kelsey that is so difficult. The Titans did a great job on that, but they also primarily harassed Patrick Mahomes that day. But I think this is arguably the best receiving core the Titans have seen this year. It's one of the best quarterbacks. And yeah, like they're going to make plays and score points in this game. I'm sorry. If Chris Sanders gets the goose egg prediction right, then I think maybe it should be Chris Sanders and Michelle going to Vegas.
Yeah.
What
a duo.
Would be shocking.
Actually, yes, I'm not going to Vegas after this weekend because I'm 0-5. I'm currently sitting 0-5 for Pigskin Pick'em. So,
0-5.
That had to happen once. Really bad.
So this is going to bring you down to like 70% or whatever. I mean, You know, it's bound to happen, right? It's bound to happen. Who do you have tonight?
Give me a second.
Rams cards. I know I went Rams. I'm actually excited about tonight, by the way.
I think I went Rams.
Okay.
Well, congrats to the Cardinals.
I think the Rams are my lock, so I hope you're right tonight. I hope you don't go over, Michelle.
Oh, no, I went cards.
Oh boy.
Wow. I honestly, I'm very like, this could be a great game. This could partially save the weekend.
I will say though, you talk about some pressure. Like, there's a lot of pressure on the Rams in this game. Like,
yes,
you know, I think regardless, I'd feel better about it if it's the Rams. But regardless, I think either Cardinals Bucks next week or Rams Bucks next week could be really good. But if, like, if you're the Rams and you've given up all these first round picks and you go get Stafford and you get put out in the wild card round, it's not going to go over very well.
And the Niners are still playing after coming back from 17-0 to rob you of the chance to start the playoffs against the lousy Eagles.
Yep.
There's a lot of tough stuff to swallow if you lose tonight. Now, if you're the Rams and you win tonight, now that's where now I flip around and I like them psychologically going into Tampa Bay. I think the pressure's off a little bit and they could go win that game. But yeah, you're right. It's very high tonight.
We'll continue to take your thoughts on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 1025 The Game. Welcome back in. Final segment of the day here on Robbie and Rex Road, ESPN 1025 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Monday morning. And Joe Rex Road, you have some rebuking that needs to be done. Is that correct?
Well, I've got a few things going on with Jared today. Jared's all over the map today. First of all, he just texted me, said it's Bengals, not Bengals, I guess. Okay, so let's all say Cincinnati Bengals. Cincinnati Bengals. Is that not the right way to say it?
Cincinnati Bengals.
Cincinnati Bengals.
I mean, Michelle, we got Titans with you.
Yeah, we all know I can't say Titans. So
Titans. But so Jared's saying it's Bengals. The Cincinnati Bengals or something. I don't know. But also, he's going off about this basketball stuff. So I've got a text thread with other people who cover the Titans. And someone asked about this Jared tweet. His tweet was just ignore the noise. Okay. And so then people are like, I don't know, trying to interpret that, but apparently that was tweeted while I was ranting about the Stackhouse thing. So I asked him about it. He said, I'm ignoring your attempts to get me to talk college basketball during the playoffs. And then I was like, but Jared, on Friday, you and Withrow brought this back up. Am I wrong? I was done with it. Stithrow decided to inject basketball into the conversation.
That's so, right.
Anyway, whatever. We'll continue to aggressively text each other after the show, and all will be well. And we look forward to Jared and Caroline later today.
Let's go to our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Heidi from Dixon texting in.
Yes.
We can't lose. This team is ready now. There isn't a clear way to improve the team next year except for tight end and pass blocking, and other areas might get worse first. Bust if no Lombardi this year, coming from Heidi and Dixon. So Super Bowl or bust from Heidi?
Lombardi or bust. But you gotta trust the process, Heidi. You gotta go one step at a time.
That's right.
You win this week, and you have the first AFC championship game in the history of Nashville. Played in Nashville a week later, 8 days later. And by the way, we haven't talked about this, but I think there's a lot about this that it does work in the Titans' favor. You know, the rest thing, obviously, being the only team with a bye. You also, this means the Bengals now have a day less to get guys healthier, right? Yep. The fact that you have Saturday also means if you're able to win Saturday afternoon, you get that extra day. You get to Sunday night, watch your competitor play. You get to see those two teams probably play a whale of a game in an effort to get to the title game. So that's another benefit for you. I mean, there's just a lot of things that are lining up in the Titans' favor. which means nothing if they don't play well.
Which I know terrifies a lot of Titans fans. We'll see what happens.
I'm sure it does. You probably like us to stop talking about it, but it's what it is. It's a great situation. It's a path you can make your way to the Super Bowl. And how many years have you been able to say that as of mid-January?
Kathleen on the text line says, I'm excited to have an NFL playoff game and then walk over for a Preds game. You could do the double dip on Saturday night, get a little Titans-Bengals action, and then Preds-Red Wings at 7 o'clock. What a day of sports.
Well, John Rowland, a guy who talked to on Twitter, I think he might be a Michigan guy, he actually sent me an email about that and said that the Music City Miracle, for whoever may remember this, it was the same situation, and then it was the Blackhawks were in town, and the Preds beat them in some wild game, apparently, after the Titans game. So whoever remembers that, let us know if that's how you remember it. But that's interesting that they have another chance for the double dip Saturday.
Matt from the Borough texting in says, the Cardinals were easily the best wide receiver core the Titans saw this year, and the defense got wrecked. Rutrow was coming from Matt from the Borough.
Yeah, I should have mentioned the Cardinals because obviously they had Hopkins at the time.
Big Rondale.
You got Rondale's out there, but also who the heck was it who burned a Molden for the TD in that game?
Christian Kirk.
I always forget Christian Kirk. He's a good player. So that's a good point. They'd be right there for sure as well. Yeah, look, it's been a long time since the Titans have seen talent like this on the outside. You have to go back to the Bills-Chiefs games back-to-back, which, oh, by the way, NFL media, the Titans did win both those games. You know what I think real quick on that? We can talk more about this as the week goes on. I take a lot more out of the Bills win than the Chiefs win. I think because the Bills were actually playing their best football then. That was a huge, tough win against a team playing at its peak. The Chiefs were a complete, like, a fraction of what they are now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, I take a lot more of the Bills win from then than the Chiefs. But the fact is, they did beat them both.
By the way, it looks like J.J. Watt's going to be back in there tonight for the Cardinals.
Yep.
So a little J.J. Watt action back in the playoffs. Maybe a little mean kind of a headshot face tonight on the graphic. Be looking forward to that.
How dare you make me eat peanut butter and jelly, mama? I hate you.
Joe Rexroad's favorite two players, Tom Brady and J.J. Watt, still in the playoffs.
I love J.J. Watt, and I'm fine with a non-smiling picture. I'm not fine with a sixth grader who just got grounded picture.
We'll see how that goes tonight. Be back in the morning for Preds Blues recap as well. That's going to do it for us today here on Robbie and Rex Road. We'll be back 6 a.m. tomorrow. Darren Donica Chase coming up next. This is ESPN 102.5 The Game.